Breakout, Celebrating Difference, the final part of a three-part series directed by Alison Toomey.
I'm from Goodark.
So you're a Donegal woman through and through?
Donegal woman through and through.
And how many children do you have and grandchildren do you have?
I have 3 children and 10 grandchildren.
10 grandchildren. And one of your grandchildren is sitting beside you today, Chris.
That's right.
So Chris is a young gay man.
That's right.
And when did you hear, or how did you find out that Chris was gay?
When he did come out, we were a little bit, not upset for ourselves, but upset for what he would be going through. I'm still kind of worried because people's behaviour towards gay people haven't changed an awful lot, in my opinion. I see a lot of stuff going on that I don't like. I have a lot of other young friends and acquaintances that are also gay. One person in particular went through hell in our local area not so long ago.
Why do you think this is, Anne? I mean, I'm sitting here with you and you're the grandmother of Chris and you're completely tolerant, educated and aware of Chris's identity.
You know, life has to go on regardless of what their sexuality is. They just have to, you know, live and let live. Chris himself is a wonderful young man. Kind, gentle.
He's smiling
generous.
Now. Well, this is it. It is only one part of someone's personality, isn't it?
It's, you know, you have to let people be who they are and let them get on with their lives. They're not interfering with you. And they just have a life to live and it's very difficult.
How has it been for you, Chris, to be... I can only gather that you've been totally accepted in your family. And coming out was easier, was it, than...
Yeah, I mean, no one has in the family has ever given me any slack for it. I was still nervous when I was coming out, but it went incredibly well. I knew I could trust my family, but at the same time, there's the overhanging paranoia that you always have when you come out. So, but everyone was just so accepting. It was kind of I had to double take, to be honest, to be sure. But yeah, everyone's been wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
I always consider myself really fortunate for having such a wonderful family.
So Anne, do you think it's been hard for Chris living in rural Ireland, being a young gay man?
I can see what's happening around. And it is very tough on gay people. You know, it doesn't matter where they are. Letterkenny, Donegal, Dublin. Some people are more accepting than others. But they still go through a hard time.
What do your neighbours make of Chris, or do you know?
I don't know. I don't even know if they know whether he's gay or not. It's something that's personal to him, and I'm not going to go around and say, well, he's gay. Doesn't matter what he is. And regardless of what's his sexual orientation, is neither here nor there. The way I look at it, it's nobody else's business. And if they don't like it, well, tough.
That's a great attitude to have, isn't it?
All I'm concerned about is that he's happy and that he lives a good life.
When you spend time with a woman like Anne, a mother and a grandmother, who was born in an era where none of these issues were spoken about, and you hear her openness and her liberal attitude, it's completely refreshing. But it would also make you wonder why. In a modern society like ours, being LGBT is still a problem for such a large percentage of the population. A few Saturdays later, I dropped into a breakout meeting to find Sinead, their group leader, on holidays, and the gang themselves running the show.
Chris, are you in charge today because Sinead's not about?
In charge is a strong word, but I guess. I mean, I'm just kind of meant to open up and make, you know, get a close up as well. I mean, there's not really
no boss.
Yeah, there's not really much to be in charge of. It's just everyone's, you know, behaves themselves. Everyone's mature enough to, you know, just hang out and not cause trouble, so I mean, Literally, we just all do our own thing and it's fine, so I have nothing to be in charge of.
Great, okay.
But the power is nice.
Okay. So is this a quiet group? A small group?
Yeah, this it gets pretty big sometimes.
Usually, it's usually four of you.
So what's been going on, guys?
As in terms of the group?
I've been quiet those last few weeks because I think everybody's back to college, sort of getting their work in. So I've been away on holidays for a week, so I haven't a clue what's happened in the past
holiday.
Week.
Huh? A lovely holiday.
Yeah, a lovely holiday.
But, I haven't really done anything in a while.
No.
It's been a few months.
I think it's kind of we're getting our little bit of a relaxation period
after
all the different projects we've done.
Yeah. What other projects were you doing?
Well, there's Faces of Donegal.
Faces of Donegal, yeah.
What was the title for the other?
Chalk it up outside the theatre.
Yeah.
And we had, I think the Donegal Youth Service had a day down there, just to give people a view of what went on in here. Mm. Breakout was involved as well. There was photos and all up from Chalk It Up, and there was photos from the Faces of Donegal up as well, so they could see every aspect of Donegal Youth Service.
We were at the Radisson.
Hi, Gary. How are you? Remember?
Loads of secondary school TY students came to us.
Oh yeah, I wasn't at that, but I'm...
Ashleen was.
Who was? Amy was at that as well.
Yeah, Ashleen.
There was an event in the Radisson as well held for secondary school students to see the work we did as well. I think Amy and Ashleen went down to that. I'm not sure what went on, but I think they were just giving out information.
Yeah, we just got out leaflets to people that came over and asked questions, you know. Mm-hmm. We didn't go over to people because we didn't want to, you know, scare them, because they're only TY students that are a bit young. So they just came over and asked questions and we'd give them leaflets if they'd want them and we just talked.
Where was this, Paul?
The Radisson Hotel.
Right, very good. You know, so you just set up a stand?
Yeah.
And it was an LGBT information stand?
Yeah.
Very good, so you were involved in that?
Yeah, well, I just went down in the day, I got a text. And just by chance, I was finished college for that day, so I just walked over to it, you know.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, it was grand. Basically, our stalls were there whenever the students were having food. So they came over when they finished food, and just not many people did come over, but a few did come over asking questions, and a few took leaflets from us. And, you know, it was all right. Like, most people are too shy and afraid to come over to us, you know. Yeah. But at that age, you know, you're always nervous. You know, you wouldn't want to go over because the stigma you'd get at that age.
It's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good now. Because we seen a girl, she came over and she took a leaflet. And we were watching her and she went back to the table and handed it over to her friend. You know, so it was good for that.
At least they know
little things.
They know we're there and they can come to us at some stage. Like, if they're not ready then, we'll be there. Pretty much.
Well, that sounds like a great thing to do. So, Darren, we've no Sinead here today at this meeting, and usually she would drive the meeting, wouldn't she?
She would. She's the heart and soul of this little group.
Mm.
Also the crack.
Yeah, she's good fun. So what are you guys going to talk about today, do you think? Or do you don't really need to talk about things a lot of the time. It's just like a nice group gathering, isn't it? Somewhere to meet every Saturday?
Generally, it's just, you know, if we haven't seen each other all week, you know, this is where we'll meet up and say hey and catch up on the week's goss and all that jazz. So.
It's a really great thing to do, isn't it?
We're generally not stuck for conversation.
Okay.
There's always something to chat about.
Sinead was telling me you're going to have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah, you guys haven't been in for a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
It's next week, actually, next Saturday. She's going to be cooking dinner. We'll have more dessert than dinner.
We will.
Where's this going to happen?
Here in Breakout. So.
Good idea.
Great, so next week's meeting, group gathering, is the party. Christmas party.
Yes, it is.
Paul, you were saying there that you came to Breakout 3 years ago when you were only 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did you hear about Breakout?
I went on the Belong To webpage, and it said... I got the number through that, but then I found them on Facebook, this group. So I actually sent a wall post on Facebook asking... Was it still on? Because I wasn't too sure. And they said it was. And I was only 15, I was turning 16, and I goes, I'm 16 in 2 weeks' time, so I'll come in then, because that's what the age group said. And they replied saying, no, come as soon as you can. It doesn't, you know, they weren't too strict about the age limit. But I waited anyway, because I was so nervous. So I waited, and then I talked to friends, and they're coming up with me.
Right. So three of you came up?
Yeah. And I told them both to pretend they were both, you know.
He had a plan.
Yeah.
Why do you think he had to do that? You just didn't know. You didn't know what to expect.
I didn't really know anyone bar myself who was gay.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what to expect. You know.
What was that like?
It was good. They're all very friendly and chatty. And yeah, very friendly.
Blow your own trumpet there.
Was it a very positive experience? Oh, yeah. Your because you're very young, 16.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very good. Yeah, it felt great. So then I came up a lot. And then recently I didn't come up much at all. And now that I'm in college, I don't come up much at all because I go home on the weekends. So I'm not up very often nowadays, but I do try to come here, you know.
He's at the LGBT Society as well.
Sorry, can you say that again, Kevin?
We see him at the LGBT Society because a lot of us are in LYIT. So we have the LGBT Society there on a Thursday as well. So a lot of us meet each other there as well.
Anything else on the agenda for today? Do you get Sinead a Christmas present?
Yeah. Well, we have to buy her something for her wedding.
Yeah, we're going to have to get our wedding present.
I'm sure everyone together, it's no problem.
Is she getting married?
She's getting married.
She's getting married.
Really? She is. When's that?
August next year or August year?
August.
Yeah. Is it 2015 or 14?
I think we had to decide on the date or something.
That'll be a civil ceremony.
Yeah.
That's what's legal in this country. Yeah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. A civil ceremony.
By the time she gets around to it, maybe it might be married.
Hold on, yeah. I think she said it was 2015. She wanted to leave time for the referendum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she wanted to actually get married.
So talk to me about what are your thoughts on the referendum next year?
I think it's going to pass easily.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Very hopeful. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to the no campaign.
The no campaign is a kick in the nuts every time you read anything bad and stupid. It's always stupid things. Like,
if you look at the Lisbon Treaty, they had those posters up of crying children. And, oh, don't take away my sovereignty and don't take away my nationality. Oh, I don't want to be sent to war and stuff like this. It was just complete lies. And I was like, imagine what they're going to do for the gay marriage referendum. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be... like, it's all right for us because we're already out. But for younger people who aren't out and they're struggling to come out, having to read that plasters up all over the town, it's going to be awful.
It's just sets you back. Like, if you come along and, you know, you want to come out at whatever age and you see all that stuff, you automatically go, actually, you know what? I'll leave it for a while.
Yeah.
Because it's just... it's horrible to see.
Why do you think, Darren, it's just negative?
Just negative stuff. Like, if you're walking around and seeing, like, you know, whatever they're going to say, I'm trying to think of what stupid stuff's bound to come out, like.
Well, it'll be religious based, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, they'll compare us to, like, you know, yeah, sexual deviance and, yeah.
We're promiscuous and stuff.
Yeah.
Is marriage important, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's important for our rights. Because we're still second-class citizens until that's passed.
It says in the Constitution that everyone has a right to marry. So it's contradicting itself. So we should be allowed to marry full stop already, because it's already in the Constitution.
So, Kevin, you've been coming to the breakout meetings for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, ever since it started.
You're one of the core members.
You have me and Chris and another girl, Andrea, who moved away. We were the first three in the first meeting in 2008, I think. 2008, 2007, sometime like that.
How important is it to have this facility here for you?
Well, for me now, it's more of a social thing. It's not as much of a crutch as it used to be. But for anyone else coming out, I think it'd be very important. I think it's very useful, and some people don't know how useful it could be to them, and that's something I always talk about, that a lot of people don't go because they don't think they need to go. And when you do go, you discover how much you like it. And I'd say a lot of other people would agree with me. It's that kind of way.
Well, whenever I found out about it, I didn't go because I needed it. I went because I wanted to help other ones who would need it. Like,
you're one of the core members too, Darren, are you? But you're one of the older members
kind
now
of.
As well?
It's technically... I'm not a core member, but I am, really.
You're a volunteer.
Yeah, I've been here for...
When we started, it was 12 to 18.
Yeah,
and you were,
I bet those rules changed.
You were quite a bit above 18. And then... Darren's old. But then we changed the age group because most of our members were at least 16. So we changed from 16 to 23.
16 to 23. But as Paul has explained, he was just under 16 and you were made very well.
Yeah. It's changed again now. It's at 14 now.
Yeah, we brought it down again.
What's the age now?
It's like 14 to 23 now, I think.
I know. Cold paper.
It's 14 to 23 now, I think. So.
I think initially Sinead wasn't comfortable with having 12-year-olds and 23-year-olds associating with each other.
14 is quite young, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, with the Dublin groups, it's broken into two separate groups. Or the
12 to 18 and 16 to 23.
Yeah.
But we can only
you
have
just don't one. Have the resources.
Well, everyone works together. Whenever a new person comes in, it's like, okay, you know the drill, make them feel welcome, talk to them as much as you can, because that's the worst thing. Because when I went to belong to in Dublin before there was even a breakout, and I hated it because no one talked to me. I was absolutely, absolutely overwhelmed by the amount of people that were there, and I didn't know what to do or where to go. And everyone had their own cliques, and everybody talked to each other, talked amongst themselves. And for me, that was like, no, never, never here, never going to do that. And it was always every time someone new comes in, talk to them, make them feel welcome, make sure they want to come back is the main thing.
Chris, how long have you been coming to Breakout?
Since just about day one. Actually, it was day one.
You're a core member too, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you come every Saturday? Do you try and attend a lot of meetings?
Yeah, I try to come every Saturday, so it's a good place to be. It gives me something to do on a Saturday, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy being here, so.
Why is it important?
I guess it's just, it's there for people who need it, you know? It's important that it's always here, because the day it's not here, someone's definitely going to need it. That bit of support, that kind of, I know there's that I can go here to get that support, to feel comfortable, to relax about who I am. Even if it's for just 2 hours on a Saturday, that's important to some people, important to a lot of people. So I think that's why I come here every week.
So what does the new year hold for Breakout, do you think? Any plans? You did a big project last year, the Faces of Donegal. It was very successful, wasn't it? Did you all enjoy that?
It was fun.
I liked it. The next one, I can't wait to see what Sinead has up her sleeves.
Yeah, she always comes out with these mad
and nothing's impossible. Yeah. Yeah. It's just you have to do it. Everyone's delegated at work, so it's easily done that way.
Yeah.
But I look forward to it.
And it always gets bigger each time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
there's no stopping it.
So you'll sit down in January as a group and try and figure out fun things to do for the year.
Yeah.
What about fundraising? Do you have to fundraise as a group?
Yeah.
On occasions we had to fundraise for Faces of Donegal a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
So
we generally only need to fundraise when we want to do something.
Mm.
Yeah. So like just sitting around drinking tea, we don't really need that much money for. So,
but if we want to do something like
get a packet of biscuits, you'd need to have a fundraiser.
Yes, exactly that.
Just go out in the street and with a bucket. Come on, people.
Feed the starving gays. Feed the starving gays.
So we just want a bicky.
What I might get you to talk about, guys, is language, because I talked to Sinead about that, about what LGBT means. Because a lot of people go, I've said to people I'm making a documentary on youth group and LGBT youth group, and they go, what's that? Or what is that? And also, which words are offensive? Because I had a whole chat with this to Sinead.
How it really goes blue. Faggot, queer, what?
Well, maybe just to explain LGBT.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Mm. Well, there's four of them. It's biological sex, gender expression, gender identity, and sexual orientation.
Mm.
So your sexual orientation is who you're attracted to. Your gender identity is what you feel you are. So either man or woman. Gender expression is how you express that. So you act masculine or act feminine. And then your biological sex is your bits and pieces. So, and everyone exists somewhere along those four in different variations, I suppose. Most people being man or woman, straight or gay. It's like whenever we always say, I'm talking about the gays, you know, the gays. It's like, it's not, you're not supposed to call people, you're not supposed to call them gays. It's a gay person, someone who is gay. Mm. It's not a gay.
Well, that's one that's used regularly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we always talk about the gays.
What are you talking about? And what I talk about is, I'm using it, like, ironically. It's like, you know, the gays are like that. That's how the gays go on. Yeah, it's kind of like, if you use that in a serious conversation, it's kind of like, whoa, come on, you know, they're not a separate species kind of thing. You know, it's a person who is gay. It's the same, like, it's like saying blacks. You know, you don't say blacks. It's a black person or someone who's black.
Mm.
You know, it's the idea that they're a person first and then...
Mm. Well, that's a good example, actually. Yes, I think second. Most people would understand that if you were to refer to a group of black people as the blacks,
yeah,
that sounds dreadful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the same, the gays.
we prefer to be called a gaggle of gays. murder of gays.
Or a glitter of gays.
Maybe a murder of lesbians.
A conglomerate. I think there is. There must be a proper plural noun for a group of gays.
I like the glitter of gays.
A glitter of gays.
Or a pride of gays.
A pride of gays makes sense.
That would make sense.
It would.
That's very funny.
Glitter of gays.
A friend of mine said who's a gay woman. She said she comes out every day.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I started a new job there. Thankfully, they know I'm gay. But the job beforehand, I was on placement. And my boss was chatting to me one day about something. And I was sitting there going, if I say anything to do with a boyfriend, I have to come out. So I'm just going to sit here quietly. Because I don't want to bother. Because it's just constant.
Heteronormativity. The assumption that everyone you know is straight.
Yeah. It's just tiring. Because you're just doing it over and over.
Say that again, Ken.
Heteronormativity. The assumption that people are straight.
Do you come up with that a lot, yeah?
Yeah, God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, what else would you assume? If they're gay? Of course not.
Like, it's easier for people, like, in some ways that are a bit more flamboyant.
Yeah.
And if someone goes to you, oh, if they go, oh, I'm gay, you'll be like, oh, yeah, we know.
I knew that.
The tutu
when you danced up to me in the street, I knew you were gay. You're wearing glitter, for God's sake. Well, I know you're gay.
Shoot them up there, we'll start shooting back at us. We'll have to see. No. Put that boy in the back.
Can I shoot?
Go over the road and shoot back at you.
Can I go here?
No, they'll shoot back and the Allison will get shot. Oh, not under the hut, not under the hut. Right, there we go. Oh, that's okay.
Who's that?
Oh, just took your day job today.
Not a shitter. Not a shitter. What was that? Me fair dying.
Hold it.
When Sinead came back from her holidays, she organised a fun day out for the breakout group in the Letterkenny Paintball Centre.
Do you guys love this coming out as a group?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good crack.
Fun. Teamwork's the best, I think.
Who got me in the neck?
Huh?
Who got me in the neck?
I know, I got grazed on the shoulder.
Sore. Could be me, I was shooting all over the place.
Just as you're over, the sun's coming out, look, after all the rain.
No. There's one more, is there? Our team's time to shine now.
This won't even come out to watch.
Who's winning now over the games?
Well, we have to beat 3 minutes, 10 seconds now to get up into that thing.
Oh, right, okay, this is a time challenge.
Well, I'm with Shauna, Amy and them, so...
Right, so you're in the black team.
Black team, yes.
So are you protecting the shed this time, or going up?
Yeah.
You're running up. Okay.
What you're trying to do now is get into the hut. Try and beat the red gun's time, all right?
Right.
They get in 3 minutes, 10 seconds, so the red gun's has to attack this time. Black gun's has to attack this time and try and beat their time.
And if we get shot, we have to scud back to the starting
point. As long as you get the full team in inside there, 3 minutes, 10 seconds.
All right.
Good luck.
We'll need it.
Do you want to help us?
How's it going, Chris?
Good.
Enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun, so... Enjoying a lot more. I find myself a little bit better than I thought I'd be at this. So.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's good.
There's a sniper in you.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Oh, that itchy trigger finger from all the video games.
How important is Breakout to you, Chris?
Very important. Like, I mean, it's gotten me through whatever I had to get through, but like knowing that it's there to help other people is even more important to me. Because like I had it pretty easy, but I still have my own troubles. So anyone that has it worse than me, they could do with it a lot more than I could. So.
It's still nice to be part of a group where you really truly feel you belong. Is that it?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have them there, you know, to like that security. So that they're always going
to
be there.
Tell me how important Breakout is to you.
Well, it's great. It's great to have a chat and stuff like that there, meet new people and all that there.
You love it?
Aye, it's good. Sometimes I don't know what to do without it.
Really?
Yeah. Because Sinead is great, so she is. She helps you through a lot of things. And when, I don't know, I'm all sappy now.
A lot of people have said that about Sinead, though. She really is good. She's really there for you all, isn't she?
Yeah, she really is. She's just amazing at her job, I suppose.
That important, Kieran, to know you have someone at the end of the phone?
Very important. Because sometimes you just do feel low. Like, very low sometimes as well. You just get stressed a lot. And it's good to know there's someone there who will listen. And actually, you know, give her opinion, but in a nice way, if you know what I mean. Not just say, oh, you should be doing this, you know what I mean. But, yeah.
Thanks, Karen. That's great. I think you have to go.
Yeah.
There you go. Good luck in the next battle. See ya.
Hopefully I'll not get hit as quick.
Yeah. You didn't last too long the last time.
Oh, I'm usually the last one standing the past 2 times.
Go for it. Kieran just said to me, Sinead, there, how important Breakout was to him, and that it's important to him to have you in the end of the phone, and that you've helped him through so much, and that he can just pick up the phone and ring you if ever he feels low. So do you get that a lot? Do you get a lot of people calling you, the heart-to-hearts?
Yeah. A lot of the young people here, whatever, could be anything, could be family. Mm.
What are the big problems that they encounter? The difficulties?
Do you know what? They're
varied.
Yeah, it's not really in terms of their sexuality. Mm. It would be just run-of-the-mill teenage stuff. Mm. Family, school, pressure, maybe feeling a bit pressurised to do stuff. It could be, it's as broad as it is long. You know, it could be anything, absolutely. Mm. Money, anything. Childhood stuff, anything, you know. So, yeah, I really, they know that I am at the other end of the phone. Mm. And because I would be, and I've often told them, I'd be more annoyed that, because, you know, they'd be so mannerly and polite, oh, I didn't want to burden you. I always say to them, I would be so angry if I thought that you were at home and you were annoyed and, you know, and you didn't pick up the phone and would go on, you know, to hurt themselves.
It's a huge responsibility on you, though, isn't it?
I don't see it that way at all. You know, if I can help one of them, if they're going through a rough time, yeah, it's my job. But at the same time, I see it more than that. You know, I don't see it as a big undertaking at all, really.
To break out.
To break out.
Whoa.
Empty
coffee.
It's really weird.
Nothing like tea and sandwiches after an afternoon of that, hey?
I'll tell you, it's hard to beat a cup of tea. Tea? All right, okay.
Here. Someone pass the sugar, please. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A new exercise could make you hungry.
Having the crack, no exercise.
It's like the manliest thing I've done in years.
Is it really, Kevin?
Camo and shooting stuff and everything.
I'll lend you my combat next time.
Did you like it?
Must go home and get into drag now or something, just to balance it out.
Dressed in camouflage now for the next 2 weeks.
Changed man.
So red one, who is red?
Kevin.
Chris.
Kevin.
And Gavin.
Good.
Sorry, that was last man standing.
Yeah.
Sorry, the black team won in spirit. It's okay.
Maybe she's the black woman standing.